Democrats denied election results 150-plus times before Trump was indicted for challenging election. By Wendell Hasebo on August 15, 2023. Although a Georgia grand jury indicted former President Donald Trump on Monday for challenging the 2020 election result, Democrats have refused to accept the results of elections they lost for decades. As Breitbart News reported, more than 150 examples show Democrats denying election results, including President Joe Biden, two-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, Reps. Barbara Lee, DCA, Maxine Waters, DCA, and Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, and failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams. In fact, every single Democrat president since 1977 has questioned the legitimacy of U.S. elections, according to the Republican National Committee. In both 2013 and 2016, Biden claimed that Al Gore won the 2000 presidential election. In May 2019, Biden said he absolutely agrees that Trump was an illegitimate president. Biden cast doubt on the legitimacy of the 2022 midterms this year. In 2006, then-DNC Chairman Howard Dean stated that he was not confident that the 2004 election in Ohio was fairly decided. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said it is appropriate to have a debate concerning the 2004 election and claimed that there were legitimate concerns regarding the integrity of U.S. elections. Then-Representative Bernie Sanders, IVT, cast doubt on the security of electronic voting machines in the 2004 election, saying he was worried that some machines do not have a paper trail. Democrats also cast doubt on the 2016 election. Seven House Democrats tried to object to the 2016 election electoral votes. After President Trump's victory in 2016, 67 Democrats boycotted his inauguration, with some claiming Trump's victory was not legitimate. In September 2017, Hillary Clinton said she would not rule out questioning the legitimacy of the 2016 election. In October 2020, she added that the 2016 presidential election was not conducted legitimately, saying, "We still don't really know what happened." In addition, Democrats supported Stacey Abrams in her stolen election claims. Hillary Clinton said Stacey Abrams would have won Georgia's gubernatorial race if she had a fair election and that Stacey Abrams should be governor but was deprived of the votes she otherwise would have gotten. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said, "I think that Stacey Abrams' election is being stolen from her." Senator Sherrod Brown, DO, contended that if Stacey Abrams doesn't win in Georgia, they stole it. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said, "The evidence seems to suggest the race was stolen from Stacey Abrams. We won, Abrams falsely claimed about the 2018 election. I didn't lose, we got the votes, and we were robbed of an election." She also called it a stolen election multiple times and argued, it was not a free and fair election. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.